Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Day two of an ongoing battle and question time between the Minister for Social Development and Employment, Paula Bennett, and her Labour shadow, Annette King.
Why did she tell the House yesterday that she didn't have all the facts about growing up in New Zealand longitudinal study because the question had not been set down as a primary one, but she managed to tell reporters on the way into the House how much money was being spent and that she'd told the university to seek funding from philanthropic sources to continue their work?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, I did not probably have the figure that the member was seeking yesterday in front of me, and as such was open about that. The member would like to explore it further, then let's go.
Well, does the minister have the information today? Will MSD cease funding the Growing Up in New Zealand longitudinal study as has been reported?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, what we've actually got here is a study that was launched in 2008 by Labor. Actually, it was not fully funded. It was not fully funded in the years that we launched it, let alone the following
order.
Up.
Order.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, ruled the question had been straightforward.
And where straightforward questions are asked, I believe the House deserves to be treated with a little more respect than that. And there was no attack on the minister or anything like that. It was just asking whether this funding will be continued. Now, to talk about the history a little bit is okay, but so long as we do get an answer to the question, the Honourable Paula Bennett.
The minister admitted that no funding had been allocated for the study beyond next year.
What I will say is actually the university funded that Labor launched has a shortfall of $97 million over the next 25 years. And I'm sure that Labor might like to go out there and promise that sort of funding, but actually this side of the House will be taking it as it comes.
And it did come in the form of a protracted argument over who funded what, and another question for Paula Bennett from Annette King.
What knowledge does she have of longitudinal studies, particularly this one, something that she called some kind of a study yesterday, and why is she demanding they show the merits of their work 2 years into a study but that has to last many years before you get the results?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, let's deal with the actual facts of the situation. Labor launched the study in 2008 with much fanfare without any idea or plan on how they would fund it. That longitudinal study is going to cost at least $113 million over the next 25 years, and that is not funded, has no idea how it was going to be funded. This side of the House has been trying to fund some of that shortfall, has put a $9.5 million to date since it has been in government, but we will take it from there.
Also, there was this unusual request from the Green Party's Catherine Delahunty.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Catherine Delahunty.
I seek leave to table a photograph from the Al Jazeera website, October 18, 2010, of a Papuan farmer having his genitals burnt.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There was, but not because of what was in the photograph.
There is objection because it's on the website. A member says there is objection to that document being tabled.
That objection upheld, apparently, because the picture came from a news media website, as Catherine Delahunty had more success with this request.
Mr. Speaker,
Catherine Delahunty,
I seek
point
leave to table a photograph from the website West Papua Unite, October 25, 2010, of a West Papuan farmer being tortured.
Leave
a soldier says, burn him, burn
leave
him.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is no objection.
Catherine Delahunty's request followed a series of questions for the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
What actions, if any, has he taken to condemn the Indonesian government for the widespread human rights abuses in West Papua brought to light last year in videos showing torture?
That question was answered for Murray McKelly by his Cabinet colleague Simon Power.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the incidents that the member refers to, which I believe are the unlawful detention and torture of individuals, was a breach of international law, and in particular the UN Convention Against Torture. New Zealand plays a particular role in continuing to raise human rights issues with the Indonesian government in that regard. The advice I have is that those involved in the ill treatment of the West Papuans were eventually dealt with by the courts.
As for further action, though, Simon Power said he was not in a position to make any commitments. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.